Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Hey, April.
Hello, hello, Baruti ba, ka Baruti ba Radio Pulpit.
April. Thank you for calling. Hello there.
Sawubona kanjani mfundisi?
Ngiyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Siyaphila mfundisi mani. Okhulumayo uKG from Springs.
KG.
UKG wase Springs mfundisi.
Awuzeke KG, dumela ntate.
Eh ntate, kuba into ukuthi mfundisi I've been following this show for a long time.
Yeah.
Manje kuyafika kimi ukuthi ngimbonga uNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah man.
I've been through a lot. I'm been unkulunkulu mfundisi. And usakhuluma ukuthi uma ubheke emuva.
Yeah.
Ngiyamangala.
Hey madoda.
Ngisindiswe mfundisi 2004. But I tell you I've been struggling. Struggling with an addiction mfundisi.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've succeeded. I've lost the count. But ibonga the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
Because it is the one that has led me to repentance.
Yeah.
So ukhuthaza mfundisi ukuthi abantu abamamelayo. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu kahle kahle is interested. Character yomuntu.
Yeah.
Because you see, abantu bangakhuluma ukuthi banabo ma 2 months, 6 months bangasebenzi. I've got so many years bangasebenzi and I did political studies. But I found out ukuthi all in all these waitings, uNkulunkulu has been busy with me for this.
Yeah.
Not that bengafuna ukufona. But it was not yet the right time for this.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Uma uNkulunkulu lithi iBhayibheli he delivered the Israelites little by little. Sometimes we become so impatient to ourselves, mfundisi.
Yeah.
Ngoba uma siba involved to some habitative, you don't know which we are really establishing a covenant ethize. And then I'm a stronghold eswakhayo lapha. Ngale ndlela ukuthi noma sowusindisiwe mfundisi, akusuke ukuthi ubackslider ngoba uyafuna. Ubackslider ngoba i-stronghold isesikubizayo. But ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu mfundisi ukuthi now, uma ngibheke emuva, I'm now confident ukuthi you know what? Now I'm confident I've been delivered.
Yeah.
And I'm confident in what ngiyezwa nangempela ukuthi nangempela ukhululekile.
Yeah man. Yeah.
Ukhululekile mfundisi. So and in this all waiting I found out ukuthi I developed a passionate thing with my goodness. In this passion ngakhona ukuphila. It makes me complete, it fulfills me mfundisi.
Yeah.
But the rest is history. Ngiyabonga ukuthi I'm a first time caller but I've been listening to your show. Even in my backstreet, ngilalele mfundisi. So ngibalele ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu azongibusisa ngemali. Now you can trust me with wealth mfundisi.
Yes.
Hayi ukuthi bengafuna ukungivulela. Ukuthi bekazi ukuthi ama-chances maningi, I can kill myself.
Yeah.
Ngoba isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu si-powerful mfundisi.
Kakhulu.
Esinamandla.
Yeah.
Manje ufuna ukuthi uma azokunikeza isibusiso sakhe, akuthole ukuthi usuhlelekile.
Yeah, and you are free.
So ke ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi uma sekazosibetha ijumbulo mina lezi ukuthi ngendlela ngithethelele kakhulu wakhona ngithanda kakhulu mfundisi.
Hallelujah.
Ngithethelele kakhulu ukuthi uma kade uthando lami liyamangaza. So wathi therefore uma angayinikeza imali angeke ngize ngibe nedoubt ukuthi even 90% ngamnikeza ngithi bamba simakade.
Yeah.
Ngithi Radio Pulpit nayo imali malihambe ivangeli because it has helped me through a lot. lapho abazalwane you know phela abazalwane ama charges uma uyilahleka i 1 month abasakuthembi abasebakubheka ngelinye ilihlo yabona
yeah yeah
yeah but ke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi i real pulpit inkosi yabo siyakwazi ukuthi noma ubeshayile ukuze ukuthi inyembeza idiamond you don't belong where you come from uma umamela inkosi yabo bese bavuseleleka bakubona sewuvela mfundisi.
Yeah.
It is because I should be taxamanja wako. It is because of this incorruptible seed.
Yes.
It can never be corrupted in this.
Hallelujah.
I guess it could be open in this again. Nothing Vangela.
Thank you, man.
Little Vangel, my bong in course.
My bong. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
How's it going? Let's take this one. Sawubona Dumela.
Sawubona Dumela njani mfundisi?
Ngiyaphila. Thank you for holding, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Muruti. Muruti, I just want to keep my name not revealed.
Anonymous. Yes.
Yeah. But I just want to thank Radio Pulpit for the opportunity. Muruti, ribonga kakhulu ka semukimwa lesa sitshele sona ku Radio Pulpit. Yeah, and then what a topic. This is just real. One thing that we need to say and agree with Kore, what is being addressed here, Kim Po e idirang kara kereke moruti.
Hey, can it?
Yeah, before ki contributor to that, I want to just not really answer him, but trying to share with the quality before this one.
Yeah,
he was. His issue was when we relate to the word and then a different interpretation. Then a question I raise for now when Jesus comes back, who will he be taking home?
Mm.
Now I just want to read the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 24 to 26. Mm. The Bible, brother Ray says. And those who are Christ have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires.
Yeah.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, the thing is, Ma'u Jesu Abuya, when he comes back, he will be coming for these people, not a specific denomination or the name of the church. He will be coming to take this very group, they have, because the Bible here says those who have crucified their flesh, give one ilim bamrena jee. Now, brother Ray, if one wants to be specific and focus on the issue at hand here, the Bible says in the book of Galatians 3, all foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ, who was clearly portrayed among you, has crucified. Now, I can talk so much to Muruti, and then I'm belonging to a lot of groups, and this and that.
Yeah.
And but we are not unified. We are fighting. But now, honorability, the whole thing, the reason is because we lost the focus of the cross. Mm. Why did Jesus die on the cruel cross? It is so crucial to understand in every situation. If I'm confronted with something, or the way I'm going to respond, which camp is going to benefit? Is it the camp of the devil or the camp of the master?
Mm.
Now, irrespective of whether I'm stupid because maybe the points are favoring me. But the thing is, we are displacing the position of the cross in us. But then I just saw that we can be followers and servants. And how would we be serving if we are not together, if we are fighting, is this and that and that. Now, who is happy? Who is benefiting? Is it the kingdom of God that is benefiting through our actions, or is the enemy? Now, Brother Ray, the only thing that I'm living with Radio Pulpit family is that all these tribes who are one another is because we have misplaced the cross in our lives, in the church, in the life of the church, and everything. Yeah, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. And thank you so much. To the brother at Cape, man, I really appreciate you. And all I can do is... I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Thank you so much. Mpindi.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Good evening, Pastor Lee.
Hello, Pindi.
And other pastors. Come on, Pindi.
Hi.
Yavuka kimi ukuthi all because of Jesus kuyadingeka ukuthi simbonge. Yeah, singalindi ukuze kuthi sithi December bese sithi hayi asimbonge ngoDisemba njengoba usasho ukuthi nje. Yeah, mawubheke emuva, mangibheke emuva nami ngikhulele eSowethu although manje ngisethema. But yeah, ngikhule vele yazi khona lento bethi ngathi sizenza ngathi siyamaklepha. Yeah, samba ngama fast lane. Yeah, lapho lapho bathi hayi ngiyagruviwa ulapho. Banye amanye ama friends ami awasaphili. Yeah, ngikhulele Jabulani bengifunde ezola. But manje kuhleli kimi ukuthi yeah, ngithi thank you Lord, ngiyabonga, ngibonga insindiso. I can preach gospel, anginamahloni ngale vangeli ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi lingithathe kuphi. Yeah, some amanye ama friends am before hump I manage ukuthi bese ngiwathathise uJesu.
Yeah,
yeah, so nje yeah, all because of Jesus. Naye izolo besihambeni nabantwana ku Sunday school no all over nakuba naku Sunday school nya nya yabona lesikhathi nyana lesingaso waste yilese engisebenzisa ngaso. So besiye e Kempton Park sambisi Sunday school. I was enjoying with them pastor. Yeah, angithi but mawunabo ufuna ukufana nabo ubenyu. I'm very tired bengitha ngiyalalela but manje ulalela umoya ongcwele ukuthi
ngithi
le bengiyenza.
Yeah,
jumpa senza kuma jumping besibiza umbhampari.
Manje
umbhampari bengiwushaya kakhulu. Manje naba labantwana ngibathusile izolo ukuthi ya ma ngibakhombisa ukuthi thina besidlala kanjani but umbhampari.
Yeah,
yibona. So lokho I say thank you Lord. Ngisazo khonza and ngisazo I will still amasouls ayafuneka. Ngiyabonga. Have a blessed day.
Same to you, Pindi. Blessedness abundant to you, my sister. We love you so much.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012 0800 334 1200, or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are together throughout up to the hour there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic and Sipho Paulos Khatebe, and we are touching base on this, the issue. This is the issue truly of strife, man, amongst brethren these days. Just amazing. Vuyelwa Nongom. Are you there?
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Pastors, I'm Vuyelwa Nongoma. I'm from Zondi in Soweto. Mina, I'm glad I have accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. I am glad, really. Ngizinikele ngo 2019. Ngoba mina ngazinikela futhi nje ngangi-confused, ngingasho ukuthi ngazinikela. I was confused in 2019 ngoba my sister took me to a conference in Vila Vila. I have attended it in 2019. And then mangibuya lapho, I started to listen to Radio Pulpit every day, every hour, because emotionally, I was not well. Physically, I was not well. I have three sons. Two of them are using drugs, and the third one, he is disabled. He is a Down syndrome. Now he's 8 years old. I was not well, not at all. Maybe that's why my sister took me to, to that conference, maybe to listen to positive things. I'm not sure, because she didn't tell me. But I don't regret accepting Jesus as my Savior. I don't regret. I am glad. I am glad. And I don't stop telling people about Jesus. I don't. Yes, I become excited when I tell them, especially when I see that they are suffering. Really, because I have suffered. If it was not for you people, I don't know. You have played a role in my life. You have. By telling us about Jesus, I thank you a lot every day. That's why always I refer people to Radio Pulpit. I always refer people because I know they will get help. At work, there's always a strife. When we fight, I know I keep quiet already. And that helps me a lot. Thank you for the topic. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about our experience. But I'm happy really because I know when I'm in pain, I know where to go, who to call, and what to do. Thank you again, pastors. Thank you, Radio Pulpit. Ngaphandle kwenu, I don't know. But I need to give glory to God.
Absolutely.
But we thank you also that okay, bye.
Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We shall never make the mistake of not giving him the glory. He is the one who is doing everything. We are just witnesses to his wonderful work in the lives of our brothers and sisters. And we really, really appreciate that.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Sakubona mfundisi uRay nomfundisi uSipho nomfundisi uJabulani nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Isihloko esithi strive okusho ukuthi ukucabana. Ukucabana ke kubangelwa impakamo nokuhleba nenzondo. Sifunde ke encwadini ke iPsalms chapter 31 verse 20. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Ukuhleba ke lokho. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 28. A perverse man sows strife and whisper separates the best of friends. Abangani ke bayehlukana ke ngenxa ke yokuhleba. Enye ke futhi indaba ye pride ku Proverbs 28 verse 25, he who is a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. Luke chapter 22 verse 24, now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. Nanamhlanje ke abantu balwela ke ikhundla ke bafuna ukuba ke ngabaholi. Into ke enza ke ukuthi ke behlukane ke abantu. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3, for you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Philippians chapter 1 verse 15, some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The last verse, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Ngiyabonga ke uNkulunkulu anibusise egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. Amen.
Hallelujah. May the Father bless you too, sir. We really appreciate you. We really love you. And of course, thank you so much to those who are sending on their testimonies there. We appreciate. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Eh, baruti baka ke nagana gore so Radio Pulpit e sa bereka le kae na?
Rona go tshana kuku.
Hey, ai ke le gopotse wa tsene.
Aha, le rena re gopotse kuku man.
Modimo ka thata ye o le o itate ara ga khupurula lotso go tata le khupurula a volunteer ka pele ya gagwe ka mokatate gore a neele tate go bane ke mo re phelang ka lona le ntsholo ga go tate le lephilishang madi le nama tate go phele le moya o modimo ka tate ba thatse mabale jwa go loka khotsi ya bophelisa ka le bitso le matla ka le bitso la Jesu wa Nazareth ba santse ba thaiki tshe kutungwe tshene tsa le fase tate khata ye le ye tate ke khwedi ya gore ne ene tate o modimo wa ka tate ka le ina la ha le kgetegile ga ga maina o hlelina la morena Jesu le kileng la tsenya le bitla wa re le bitla tsa mo bula tsogala phelo ga ba modimo ya phelang Amen.
Amen. Re a leboga koko.
Eh, le thoma neng na?
La bobedi koko.
Oh, la thoma ka la bobedi.
Eh, mara nna ke a spetlele ka go sasa. Ke lo tsena ka di operation eng tse kgolo. Ke tla bona eng ka khona. Eh.
O operator.
Yeah.
Okay, a mudimotlo mudimotlo dira mosale mogao.
Danke kuko. Ai ka
nne. Eh, le nna ke re last week vele ke na go ke re le rapele le ke ya kula. Ga nthe mushimana ka le yena o khobetse ko spetlele. Ka nne te di thapelo di direkile wa le wa le wanda.
Eh.
Le tsa le rapelela nna le yena ga thu ko spetlele. Ai ke fetse mo founela mudimo ke motho yeme shitlo tsogo.
Ah, re ya leboga, re ya leboga.
Eh, a u batsalwane, masi spetlele tina tsuki. Tinwa ya di sams ke di pisalom tsa salom. Mola 90 ire mola go 12. Ama sams 90 verse 12. Ire mudimo re bopele pele bohlale ya go bala matetsa rena bo pele re claima ga re tso ga re claima re mudimo extenta mongwa ga ya rena le gele mmelo o fokola ka le biso na Jesu operation ha ya sen nothing
ya
ya puku ya ba heberu mo le ibolela gore mogatsa Abraham o ke ga tso fala le yena nna ga ke tsone ga khantse ke sa khono sepela ire ge a mosara ga tso fala a ke le mmela ga go a fela aba ga ke be ise nka ra apara 46 mara wa tsina sa go ke 36 mara a ke vibe go nkulunkulu se thai nna o go nya khuleka ngondi
ha
a mo ke mke mo se ke tlo morwa le go di ai mo se go lwaka go tlo ba right dilo ka moka a kere
eh hawa go tlo ba right thata koko ka nete
eh ai le ba ruti ba ka mo studio ba dumedisi ke tla founela bo pastor Mrake la boraro ga re ba kene le bona ke ba dumedisi
thobela thobela koko
a muti mali sono fa tika go fela le muruti wa ka wa mining o ya e pa go tsalteng a tangata le yana ke a mutumedisa
Paulos
ke Paulos
ya ke tla
ya ke mona o bohlale o Paulo be go indota lena e kale ya hlukumeza bazalwane mara kota uNkulunkulu wa mphatso wa baba wa tsakani pom tokiso no moya wa khonwela amen
haleluya koko
amen god bless
thank you koko we take your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 and Mankosi says thank you my brothers god bless you in your ministry may the father be glorified Mankosi. And then Pastor G. Vambire says, greetings in Jesus Christ's name. Greetings to you too, sir. We really appreciate. And then, of course, there's this song that I wanted to play a bit.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
I'm free. The music of Jonathan Butler there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And there are WhatsApps that have come through. Mulele King says, Muruti, before the medical team touches you, the divine team would have done the needful. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I was surprised a month ago when I was in theater. Remember, I've had an accident. So, a month ago when I was in hospital, they were taking something out of my stomach. And they were playing music, man, and they were just happy, you know. Nevertheless, so it's just going to be beautiful. I've just even got a reminder now. Yoguti, hey, unga kholwa kusasa 8:30, so I will be next. Nevertheless, we are talking about strife, what it is even all about, and I am looking at Proverbs chapter 26, verse 17. He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own is like the one who takes a dog by the ears. And we have people who are like that, who like to enter into things and they cause a lot of strife. What do you say on that, Jabu?
Yes, yes, my friend, you're very right. It's easy for us to really drag ourselves into situations that we're not supposed even to find ourselves in because we are trying to help. So that is why, as children of God, we are to listen to the instruction of the Father and walk in the Spirit. Then we will not find ourselves in things that we're not supposed to be into. But if we're walking with, like, in the flesh, that is when, like, you think you are helping only to find out that you are just opening door for strife or opening door just, you know, for all sorts of spirits. So that's why even there is a scripture that instructs us that let us not be quick to lay our hands, It should be the Lord, you know, because He is the one actually who heals, the one who saves. When He says lay the hand, I know we lie sometimes to people and say that, those who believe they will lay their hand upon the sick and they shall recover. But still, it is good. He should be the one that say, lay the hand, and then I must lay it. Because at that point in time, He is ready to release His own healing. So we can easily open door for strife, trying to help, just because we didn't discern the instruction of the Lord and the leadership and the guidance of His Spirit, and we find ourselves opening room for strife. You know, just to close my comment, in the book of in the book of Galatians 6:1, it says, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. So it corresponds exactly with what you said, my friend, that you know, we should not be quick, you know, to act, but it should be the Spirit of the Lord that guides us. Also, even when it comes to correcting one another, this one speaks about a brethren or maybe a brother that maybe is falling away or that maybe is caught into transgression, that you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. But yes, keep watch for yourself, lest you too be tempted.
Yeah.
So we should use discernment, and also the Spirit of the Most High should be the one that really leads us, so that we don't find ourselves opening rooms for strife.
Absolutely.
We think we are correcting a brother, only to find out that the devil drags us into the very peccary that they were into. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jabu. And you can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly. And let's hear what you say on this matter. Let's hear what you say on this issue.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And, of course, Sunday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Hanging out with Jablan Temanik. And, of course, also Sipho Paulos Khatebe. How mfana. Ose kanile ge unabantwana. How? Hey, man. Let me look also into Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than himself. This should be the solution, Sipho. Yoguti, we should esteem others as better than ourselves. It's trifeless letter, Yoguti. Wonke umuntu bambiza u simpiting. Simpiting kufite, madi bieter kofi. Kushuti, awufuni wena ukuthi kubona abanye bengcono kunawe. But easy liti, babone babengcono kunawe. And ikuthokozise ngibuyele emazweni kaJabulani. Ikuthokozise leyo nto ngoba ubungcono babo okwakho nawe. Hey, Sipho.
That's true indeed. You need to embrace the mindset of Christ. Remember, Christ is God, and you are supposed to act superior ngokwabantu, but he humbled himself and sees the point of that. He was always being humbled.
Mm.
He was not always fighting for ikundla iphezulu. Some of the reason that when we see people striving, it is because of the highest position that they think they should occupy a church. If a bishop So you must avoid strife at all costs, because it causes position of a church level. Remember, abantu bezwe bayalwa so we can get higher. Tina, raise the mind of Christ. Let the mind that doesn't mean us, so that when we humble ourselves, God us up in due time or due season. Strife has got a negative impact in our in our churches and even in our families. If it's kind of issues whereby we need to sit down with a man to sort them out. We cultivate solidarity with a man to Obamba inja ngendle kunjalo umuntu oyifaka indabeni zabantu ngakho iBhayibheli ithi sisingayiqhaqi indabeni zabantu. If something or news is corner does not involve me, let me not put myself in, because I'm lap kuzovela ukulwa, and ukulwa it will divide us and make the gospel not to be seen among us.
Absolutely. Now there's a song that says renewed, just a bit of it. Yeah, man. Lebu G. You remember Lebu G? That's how it goes. Renewed. Now, looking at all the things that had happened in the past, but the Father has helped us through. He has seen us through. We still can take some calls. 012-334-1322. And of course, you can also drop us a voice note there. Listen to this piano.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Sobona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona lapho bafundisi. Nawe babu Ray.
Mngani wami, sawubona.
Mngani wami. Man, strife lesi yazi asibeni ithi ngiqale kanje.
Yeah.
Abantu abamnyama salimazwa for 400 years. Asikakahili. And asikakadi ready oku embrace as brothers. Isitha sangena sasihlakaza. And then divided us into compartments. We were tribes. Israel, C12.
Yeah,
C12. They broke us down into fragments, into languages, into tradition, into schools, into sections, into zones. And then I'm at department, T-boy, T-girl, garden girl, technician, artisan. Now everything yabo I break it down. So manje, We're trying to impress and sifuna to come back to our positions. And then silwana langa funegistimo. Umsebenzini, you are oppressed, you are undermined with your qualification, with your good English. And then you want to find somewhere in space where you can at least express yourself towards the moon. You want to be seen. And nobody's going to give us praise and acknowledge us except we are sure. The system of this world is damaged. I would make an appeal with we sipholisane inhliziyo.
Yeah.
As it says stadium sibambane izandla sihagane. Silimele.
Na kanjani?
Silimazwa ekhaya akwazi uthanda umama ulimele enhlizweni ulimazi urochi emsebenzini. Naye umunye umlimalo ozayo politics.
Hey.
Bazosidivida manje basiluyise
abaqeda
uthola into yabo
baphuma
kithi bosibona futhi sizosale sisolvaiva sodwa ukuthi sixolelana kanjani nakuze 2029 bayeza futhi bayanyonyoba basiluyise baphosa itabo basikhulume abathi wena unelihleli crom
wenawashamawashiniwethu ya
wena bese ngathi every time asifundi yazi insanity bathi doing the same thing over and over, expecting the same results. This tribe is in the same way. He learned to listen. He's in the man.
You
tell him what to say. See, then you police.
Yes.
Silungisaneni sonke silimele. That is why he strive so much.
Thank you, man.
Esikolweni, emsebenzini, everywhere. Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate you. Elsa Fenter.
Hi, I'm calling from Pretoria. Can you play me that song, please? My name is Werner. I'm calling from Pretoria. Can you play me that song, Nyaka Nyaka Jeso?
Oh, okay. Musarita, yes, please, send the voice note. Yes, please, send it quick. Send it now. Because we are only left with a few seconds. Just send it. We are left with a few seconds. I'll play it for you next time. Kanya kanyaka. Let us wrap it. Finally, what do you say? The word says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14, remind them of these things, charging them before the Elohim, not to strive about words to profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Jabu, finally, shortly there.
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, we've learned a lot, and we give Yahusha HaMashiach all the glory.
Amen.
Indeed, we should be the people who do not really comment that much, but let us allow the Father to be the one there that speaks through us, and then that will avoid, you know, all strife that we find ourselves into and all the divisions and the contentions. So let us just always allow the Spirit of God to be the one that speaks, you know, in our life.
Absolutely.
And then they will not strive.
Sure. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24, and a servant of the Elohim must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, and be patient and patient. James chapter 3 verse 14 says, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. When we have these strivings, we are just lying against the truth. I'll get to you, Sipho. I want to hear Urita Kala. Rita.
Okay. Mina ngumusane ngisediplufo.
Yes,
Musa. Ngikhulela ekhayeni labazalwane, ekhayeni lamaKristen weBhayi, bamasaba uNkulunkulu kakhulu futhi bamkhonza yena yedwa. So yazi ekukhuleni kwethu ukuthi siyaphambuka. Okay. So ngaphambuka leyo inkhamba ngakhona ekukhuleni kwethu, but then ngale nkanhla leyo ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ngambuyisa kuye. So mina nginenkinga ukuthi kunesisho la yathi nasahleki wathi amakholwa sihloko abantu bangaphandle. And mawuthi abheka vele yenzakala enkonzweni. Kunesisho la sigcwele nje besithenda nje sisho esithi abazalwane mabanemoto zabo abaphani ngama-lift kodwa laba basetshwaleni ngingaze nigwaleni ibe amafishi emotweni as long as ukubeka ekhaya. So mayithi ngiyabheka kwamampela kuba njalo. Umzalwane ngaphuma enkonzweni abona ukuthi imvuli yana angeke akubuze ukuthi uhamba ngani uzovela angena emotweni yakhe ahambe. Kodwa ke laba bangaphandle laba baphuzayo ko angisho ukuthi ku-right kodwa uyayibona nayo ukuthi kwamampela ikhona lento le esontweni yokungabambisani. Ngiyabonga, amen.
Thank you so much, Musa. And of course kenzeke ikhathini eningi loko. Hey madodinkosi sisize. Hey Jabu, inkosi sisize silayishini abantu
madodaeyi
sisize
indeed.
Zinhle Gumbi uthi good evening Pastor Ray, all the best for tomorrow's operation. Yahuwah is our healer. Absolutely, man, absolutely. Catherine Malatsi
melang moruti Ray le kae re teng
ha
a re ke a utlwantse ke mametse ro sanu ya operation a ke re ke na le modimo wa ga gore gore re tla ne re o thega ka dithapelo modimo a kene le wena be le wena re a leboga o setse gore o setse o fodile operation setse o yentse ka o tshepa lebitso la morena Jesu Kriste wa Nazareth re a leboga ke modimo a kene le wena o sane ke a leboga.
Finish and
okay,
clear.
Bye.
Bye. Finish and clear. Esipho egcineni.
Thank you very much for the show, for the topic today. Proverbs 22 verse 10. Drive out a scoffer and strife will go out, and the quarrel and the abuse will cease. So we need to identify the scoffers and deal with them so that any abuse and quarrel will stop. So thank you very much. God bless you, Mrote.
Thank you so much. Sipho, now we go be right in Dr. Agate. Says abantu ngathi bacishe ba yazi abantu bacishe baphambeka baphambuka ke bayo favor amanye ama club kanti siyobaba bona base stadium ukuthi laba sebafuna ukusilahla uyayibona. Jabu siyabonga, inkosi ikubusise bhuti wami, siyabonga ngisho wena.
Thanks my friend. Abuzise kakhulu ubaba. Akubusise la mfethu sifo nabalaleli bonke.
Hallelujah.
Abuzise.
All right, next week we are talking about prodigality, the spirit of prodigality. We will be touching that next week. How vast has it become in the churches today? Prodigality, if you're kumbulindo tano lahleka, lento yokulahleka le. How vast has it become in the churches? Yebo, yebo. We will be touching on it next week. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah. Elohim, and we bless his holy name. Thank you very much to Jablan Dominic, and thank you so much also to Sibo Paulos, Tuda Rabah, Inkosi Nibusise ngendlela esimanga. We talk again, we'll talk again in the near future.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.